At one of Tripoli's modern shopping centers, repair work was underway to fix the damage caused when the city became a battleground just a few weeks earlier. Inside, it was a normal shopping day, but people could hardly contain their feelings.
I smell the freedom for all the time and all the minutes and all the seconds, because my freedom and my old people's freedom is captured for 42 years.
Thanks to God and thanks to the rebels, now we are free. We're feeling indescribable happiness about that.
Not far away in the old city bazaar, fabric salesman Siraj Bashir Ayad says there was almost no business during the revolution. Now, he says, things are a little better, and he hopes for even more business in the coming months.
100% for sure. Tourism will be much, much better than it used to be. In the past, tourists were monitored by security forces. Now, they will have more freedom.
Gold shop owner Abdul Hamid Sadiq Abeya also has hopes for the tourist trade.
We have tourist sites that were neglected during Gaddafi's time. We hope the new government will take better care of these areas.
He's talking about sites like this Roman ruin, just 100 kilometers east of Tripoli on the shore of the Mediterranean.
My name is Osama Mohammed Kareme. I'm local guide in the site of Leptis Magna. Leptis Magna, one of the best heritage sites still preserved right now. The work in the city, it's only 30% done and 70% still under the sand.
Much of Libya's income will continue to come from its oil exports. But journalist Fatih Benissa says Libya's future prosperity will depend on what kind of country Libyans decide to have.
When we determine the nature of the state, then we will determine what kind of economy we will have, whether it will be a directed economy or an open market economy.
That will be among the many questions facing Libyans as they work on their political and economic future. Al Pessin, VOA News, Tripoli.